maps today. Great. How many people here's company is building mobile apps or feels like they'd like to build mobile apps? A lot more hands. Okay. Yeah, so I think one of the things that you know, we're obviously all seeing is we spend more and more time through mobile devices. And you know, it's really important whether you're certainly reaching consumers, but even if you're reaching employees, how do you build great mobile solutions as part of it? And one of the things that we're very focused on, both with Azure, but also with our Visual Studio tools, is how do we give you all those hooks that you need in order to build those fantastic mobile experiences? You know, ones that enable you to build beautiful native mobile apps, so ones that really feel like a native app, a high quality, polished app experience, but also the developer services so that you can set up a CI/CD process for your mobile environment and basically do the whole build, test, distribute, and learn cycle for your native mobile apps as well. And then what we see is you typically need a really powerful cloud on the back end to really power great mobile experiences, and that's obviously where Azure comes into play. With Visual Studio 2017, we now give you all the hooks you need in order to build fantastic native mobile app experiences. Not just ones for Windows, but now for iOS and Android. In fact, you can now build iOS apps purely with Windows and your iPhone. You don't even have to have a Mac anymore to do it with Visual Studio 2017. I'll show a demo of that in just a minute. And then, you know, we're also building into the product the tools needed to really optimize, do performance testing, and really iterate in a very fine-grained level on those applications to build them in a beautiful way. We just shipped 2 weeks ago our Visual Studio for Mac release in general availability. And what this means is that you can now use Visual Studio not just on Windows to build great native mobile apps, but you can also open the exact same projects and solutions on a Mac and do the same. And with Visual Studio for Mac, we're starting to add more and more functionality for non-mobile scenarios as well. And so with VS for Mac, we now have .NET Core as well as ASP.NET Core support directly in the product. And with the release we just shipped 2 weeks ago, we now have Azure tooling support as well. So just like you saw me do right-click publish inside Visual Studio, you can now do that with VS for Mac as well with your .NET projects in addition. And then with our Visual Studio Mobile Center, we basically give you the hooks and tools necessary so that you can do the complete DevOps experience for mobile devices and mobile apps. And not just ones built with Visual Studio, you can also get Xcode with Android Studio, with React Native, or any other native mobile framework that you want to. And this gives you kind of a really sweet way that you can build testing and push deployment of your apps across any environment. What I'll do now is show off a demo of all of this. So, let's go into Visual Studio here. And what I'm going to do is basically build a iOS application using Visual Studio 2017. And this is using some of the new bits, including our live support that we just released at our build conference 2 weeks ago. And the cool thing about that is it doesn't require you to have a Mac now in order to do iOS-based or Android-based development, which is something I think almost all of us thought was not possible a year ago. And the demo just a second is actually now very possible to do. And just so you can see what's going on here, I'm going to launch this tool called Reflector, which you can download from the web. And what this basically does, you don't need this for development, but it's really useful when you want to do a demo because it basically lets me use AirPlay to mirror my phone. So you actually see what's happening on my phone when I do this. Here we go. And so you can now basically see what my phone looks like as we're doing this process. And what I'm going to do then is just move Visual Studio over here so you can see VS as well as my phone simultaneously at the same time. And so what I want to do is, I've got here a project that I built with Xamarin. So I just went to File Name Project, and built in now into Visual Studio. We've got project templates for creating iOS apps as well as Android apps. And so I can create those with C# now, and have a really rich editing experience, or application experience. And what makes Xamarin powerful is, with Xamarin you can call any native API that's on the phone. So it doesn't wrap the OS environment. You can call any API that's in iOS, any API in Android, any API windows. And so you can kind of take advantage of that directly in the environment. We also then have something we call XAML Forms, which basically allows you to use a XAML-based markup to create UI that can work consistently across all the environments. This is really good when you want to be able to reuse code in multiple places and not have to implement separate UIs for each platform. So you have the benefit of always the ability to drop down into the platform, but also the ability to easily share code if you want to. So what I'm going to do here is just actually show off running simple Master Details Forms app on my phone. And to do that, I'm going to do a couple things. One is I'm going to run this app here called Xamarin Live on my phone. And you'll notice there's a button called Pair to Visual Studio. And so I'm then going to go into VS, and I'm going to go to the Tools menu, and I'm going to say Xamarin Live Player Manage Devices. And you'll notice there's a QR code. So all you need to do is click Pair to Visual Studio on my phone, and then I'm going to point at the QR code, and this is now connected my phone with Visual Studio. And then what I can do is, inside Visual Studio, change this to be Scott's phone player, click that button, and now when I want to run and debug this application, basically it's going to compile the changes, push it into my phone, and I now have the Xamarin app running entirely on my phone without having to have any other machine in the picture. And so I basically have here, you can see, simple master details list. If I want to, let's say I click on an item. Notice full debugging support works across. So I just broke into the debugger on the left-hand side in response to that click event. I can even go ahead and, as you'd expect, if I hover over, this is hard to do with one hand, but I'm gonna try. There we go. I'm debugging that item on my phone directly inside Visual Studio, inside C Sharp as part of it. Go ahead and just click continue. Drills into that detail. And again, the cool thing here is it's just working. This Mac is here, but it's not connected to this scenario. I literally can just do this now directly inside Visual Studio. And as you saw, launching the thing was pretty fast and pretty easy to do. In addition to kind of debugging a full app, the other thing that we now have, which is kind of a cool feature, is the ability to basically debug just an individual form view as well. And so here I can go ahead and say Tools, Xamarin Live Player, live on the current view. And you'll notice this immediately loaded up this little form view here that I'm currently open on here inside the editor. And if I wanted to, the cool thing is this will update in real time. So let's say I want to add a little bit of XAML into this file for the grid. Notice on the right hand side, boom, it's now live. I didn't even have to hit save. And if I change this to say blue, and as soon as the cursor moves off of it, notice the changes is alive there as well. So a really easy way that you can basically do development, do tests, have a fairly fast interactive cycle. And the beauty is, you know, it just works with Visual Studio. If you already have Visual Studio on Windows, you have everything you need now to do both iOS, Android, and Windows development. Shared code, or drop down, and write in platform-specific API on top of any of those experiences. So, that's a little bit about what you can do on the IDE side. Now, as I mentioned, you know, in addition to, in addition to having development tool support for managing or building the native mobile app experience, the other thing that we have rich support for is developer services to enable this mobile DevOps workflow to work much, much faster and much smoother. And so this is kind of more the back-end capabilities that make developers even more productive when they're building mobile apps. And so what I just loaded here is our Visual Studio Mobile Center, which is again part of the Visual Studio family now. And within it, you can have multiple types of projects, and you can easily create new projects. When you create a new project, you can actually add one from that's Objective-C based, React Native, Xamarin based. You can also basically pull your code from any source repository. So if you're using GitHub today, which is what a lot of native mobile app developers come from, you can just point it GitHub and your project, and we'll basically provide a view on top of that with full build testing and push deployment support. Or obviously you can use Visual Studio Team Services, and it's deeply integrated with that as well. So I have a whole bunch of projects here that I've been working on. One of them is called this Bike Rider for iOS project, so I can open it up. And I can manage it in a variety of different ways inside of the settings. If I go ahead and click build, this is gonna go against my source code repository. In this case here in the top right, you can see it's VSTS based. And you can see all the different branches that I have inside that source code repository, so it supports full branch workflows. When we go into the master branch, you can see all the changes and all the files that have been checked in recently with Git on that particular branch. And then if you click this little gears icon in the top right, you can actually see how to configure all the different settings as part of it. And so you can see here, I'm using Xcode 8.3.2 to do the builds in the cloud. I can basically upload my certificate that I need to use when I deploy my app to the appropriate app store. And one of the features that we have is the ability here to optionally go ahead and say, once I finish building, test this app on a real device. And so as part of the build process, we'll actually use Macs that are running in the cloud to actually do the native compilation, since you need to do that native compilation on Mac before you can push it to the App Store. And then if you click the test on a real device, when it's finished building, we'll actually boot the app up on a real phone, making sure that everything continues to work. And then you can basically do kind of automated test process as part of it. And you can do this not just through booting up the app to see if it works, but you can also create complex test workflows. And so when I click on here in the test tab, you can see that I've got this particular app being tested on 28 different Apple devices. And we have thousands of Android devices as well. And so these are literally phones racked up in a cloud data center that we securely wipe after everyone uses them. And this is literally a whole bunch of different form factors with different iOS editions. You can configure them however you want. And this is basically a test framework that you can write tests in that will basically run these tests simultaneously on all these different devices. And you can see here the tests are starting to fail. You can double click, and at each step of the way, you can actually see the memory and CPU utilization of the app on that real device. Again, all running entirely in the cloud. And so the cool thing is you can automate all this, check in your code, fix off a build, run all the tests, and then the last step is, if it passes, you can distribute it to your users. And one of the great technologies out there, very popular in the mobile space, is something called HockeyApp. A lot of people don't realize HockeyApp is actually now built by Microsoft. It was a company we acquired about 2 years ago. But most of the leading consumer brands actually use HockeyApp for their app distribution, because HockeyApp does a couple of cool things. One of which is provides a really easy way to do beta testing and alpha testing of the apps. It also does really rich crash analytics and reporting. And so in this case here, I can create like an alpha team, a beta team, and a production team. And if I want to, I can just add my friend, my closest five friends or the team members of the alpha channel. And now every time a build succeeds, the test passes. They'll get a click update on their phone to say install the latest version of the app, and we can sideload automatically the app on the device and basically have those alpha testers start to use it. You can then promote it to the beta testers, and then if the beta testers' feedback seems good, click a button and basically automatically push it into the App Store. And we support pushing to the iOS App Store, the Android App Store, as well as the Windows App Store now for universal Windows apps. And you can automate all that. If you're using Intune, which is our enterprise device management offering for Microsoft, we also now allow you to push directly from here to Intune, which is ideal for enterprise managed devices, where it means you don't have to put your enterprise apps through the end user app store. You can instead just distribute them to your employees all in an automated fashion. And then once these things are distributed, we provide detailed crash analytics. So you can actually see are any bugs being exposed as part of those platforms. You can debug directly in the line of code with this exception, and it's all wired up in terms of bug and work item tracking. And then we also have user analytics, so you can actually also see who's doing what, which scenarios are being exercised, and actually get rich insights about the actual users using your apps above and beyond just crashes, but actually what are they doing as part of that overall experience. The cool thing is, again, this works with any mobile framework, so it's not Xamarin specific. This works with Swift, this works with Objective-C, this works with Java, with Android Studio, this works with React Native, if you're using web-based technology, in addition to obviously Visual Studio and Xamarin. And I think provides a pretty sweet way that you can now build all types of native apps for any platform, connected to the cloud, and have a pretty sweet DevOps experience both on the back end and on the front end now for any scenario. We've got tons of different companies now taking advantage of this. These are just some of the logos in terms of some of the names doing it. You might recognize a couple of them. Obviously, there's a lot of enterprise names on here. Companies like Pinterest, as an example, use this workflow today. Companies like Slack are use this workflow today. And another number of other pretty big brands. Snap is one that's also now using some of the testing capabilities as part of this workflow. So you can use this not just for enterprise apps, but you can do it for kind of full top-of-the-line consumer-grade experiences. And be able to leverage, you know, all this again to build any type of scenario.